a book review. The name of the book, Living the Eucharist Through Sports. The author is James Penrice, P-E-N-R-I-C-E. The book is put out by St. Paul's. And to get an idea of what the book is about, let's go to the preface. This is my body, which will be given up for you. With these words, Jesus proclaims his ultimate mission and changes bread and wine into his body and blood to be our food and drink for eternal life. These words, central to our identity as Catholics, also express the mission of everyone who plays a sport. Athletes sacrifice their body and all that dwells within, mind, spirit, and will, for the good of someone or something beyond themselves. As people of the Eucharist, Catholic athletes make this sacrifice not only in imitation of Christ, but truly in him and through him as branches of his Eucharistic vine. Sports are thus a profound way to live the Eucharist. This book will help athletes reflect on their sport as a vocation that draws them into a deeper sense of discipleship. The Mass, Eucharistic adoration, the Sacrament of Reconciliation, prayer, the Rosary, the liturgical year, humility, suffering, and what it means to be a member of the body of Christ are among the topics covered, all from an athletic perspective. Each chapter concludes with questions for individual reflection or group discussion as a resource for personal and communal growth. Finally, the presentation of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati as the perfect model and mentor for athletes provides a fitting conclusion to a very practical book at the relationship between sports and living one's faith. And now we look at the book's contents, and we learn that there are 9 chapters. Chapter 1, This is My Body, Which Will Be Given Up for You. 2, An Athlete's Guide to the Mass. 3, The Athlete's Guide to Eucharistic Adoration. 4, An Athlete's Rosary. 5, No Gain, No Pain. No Pain, No Gain. 6, Through the Seasons of the Liturgical Year. 7, Run to Win, But Should We Pray to Win? 8, Body Image. 9, A Mentor for Catholic Athletes. And now we move into the book and see what might be a good way of understanding what this author is speaking about. I have chosen a section called The Sign of the Cross and then the Penitential Rite, or the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Starting with the sign of the cross. As Scott Hahn reminds us in his book, The Lamb's Supper, the Mass is heaven on earth. Baptism is a sacrament, which comes from the Latin word for oath, sacramentum. And by this oath, we are bound to the family of God. By making the sign of the cross, we begin the Mass with a reminder that we are children of God. We also renew the solemn oath of our baptism. Oaths are sacred statements of our mission and our commitment. For sports example, we can turn to the Olympic oath and its similarity to what we express with the sign of the cross. The Olympic oath states, in the name of all competitors, I promise that we shall take part in these Olympic Games, respecting and abiding by the rules which govern them, in the true nature of sportsmanship, for the glory of sport and the honor of our teams. It seems to paraphrase what we say when we make our gesture of oath, the sign of the cross. In the name of the community to which I am bound, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I promise that I shall take part in the life of the body of Christ, respecting and abiding by the rules which govern it. In the true nature of fellowship, for the glory of God, and the honor of him and his people. And now we move into another topic, penitential rite, sacrament of reconciliation. The penitential rite at the beginning of Mass is crucial and something we need to prepare for ahead of time. Since it is intimately connected with the sacrament of reconciliation, we will examine both of these in light of their relationship to the Eucharist. Think about this question. Do you know what your teammates ate for breakfast, for dinner last night? Maybe not. Does it matter to you? It certainly does, because it affects you. One may have dined on pasta, green salad, and a fruit plate, and is ready to compete. Another may have downed corn dogs and chili fries and is ready for the couch. You may have no idea what your teammates eat, how much they sleep, or how they exercise, but every one of these personal decisions of theirs affects you, because you're a team, and teammates need to depend on each other. Every time an athlete submits to a temptation that makes him weaker, the whole team becomes weaker. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. The corndog connoisseurs are accountable to more than themselves and the coaching staff. They are accountable to the entire team. This concept is central to the penitential rite of Mass and the sacrament of reconciliation. When we are baptized, we are joined to the greatest team there is, the body of Christ, the Church. We are expected to be a strong member of a team, to train well in order to perform our best. And when we give in to the allure of sin, we become a weaker member, and thus the entire team becomes weaker. There is really no such thing as a sin that is just between myself and God. Every one of our sins offends more than God and the people directly involved. They offend the entire body of the Church, the communion to whom we solemnly pledge to be a faithful member. As members of the body of Christ, we are thus accountable for our sins to the entire Church community. Forgiveness must take place in the context of that communion. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily will have to answer for the body and blood of the Lord." A person should examine himself and so eat the bread and drink the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. Since Jesus paid the ultimate price for our sins with his body and blood, we must sincerely examine our conscience and truly repent before we can worthily receive it. If we do not, we profane that sacrament. This examination, repentance, and cleansing should take place in the presence of the Church community, for our sins affect the entire body, and our salvation comes to us through the body. This can be accomplished in one of two ways. In the case of a venial sin, that which does not break our relationship with God and the Church but damages it, one avenue for this cleansing is the penitential rite at the beginning of Mass. As members of the body, we can still come together with the other members to receive sacramental communion. However, we must earnestly examine our conscience and be prepared to sincerely express our sorrow to God and the community. To participate in this rite, we need to prepare for it ahead of time. When we are told by the priest to call to mind our sins, there is not a lot of time if we are doing it from scratch right there in the pew. Sometime before we arrive for Mass, we need to examine our conscience and be ready, when called upon, to offer up in our hearts those things which we seek forgiveness. The other avenue of cleansing of venial sin is, of course, the sacrament of reconciliation. While the penitential rite, if we have fully participated and sincerely, prepares us to receive the Eucharist, the sacrament of reconciliation is an even more powerful way to prepare. It gives us the grace of a sacramental encounter with Jesus. Regular participation gives us accountability to God, the Church, and ourselves. Similar to a medical or dental checkup, the sacrament can identify hidden problems and prescribe solutions. The sacrament forces us to be honest about our shortcomings and helps us to truly leave our failures and guilt behind. The sacrament of reconciliation is the only path back to the Eucharist for a person in the state of mortal sin. Through mortal sin, a person completely breaks union with God and the Church. As someone who has separated from the body, they must first be ritually restored before they can join the other members to receive the Eucharist. A person in mortal sin who has repented and desires to be restored to the communion must be absolved in the sacrament of reconciliation before they can receive sacramental communion. It is a required celebration, much like the feast called for in Jesus' parable of the prodigal son. And there we have two examples of the sign of the cross and reconciliation and how they coincide with an athlete's desire to be the best. Amen.